The Gemara on the top of Daf and Chasam and Alf asks a kasha according to Buddha, the mitzvah sheni b'may yitar. How can a mitzvah sheni ever become tar? How can he ever come lidei dor shlishi and become mutar lavei b'gaal? So what's the kasha? So the kasha really begins on the bottom of Ayin Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara says, the Gemara means on a machlekes tanoim, whether a mitzvah is mutar lavei b'gaal or not. By amani moyavis, we have a drasha, amani v'lamani moavin l'moyavis, the women are mutar. And there's a machlokes tanoim, whether you make that same type of drasha l'gabei mitzvah to say that a female mitzvah is mutar or not. So the Gemara says, tanor banim, banim v'loy banim, stiver Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds that the darshan only banim are aser, but banim are mutar, and a mitzvah is mutaris lavei b'gaal. Reb Yudas Chelek, Reb Yudas says, arei oim rebanim asher yivadim dar shlishi, hakasav talon b'leida, it's talon on leida, and therefore even a mitzvah is also lavei b'gaal, only a dar shlishi is mutar lavei b'gaal. So Rabbi Yochanan says an interesting thing. He says this is on the bottom of Ayin Zayin Amud Beis. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, he loved Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Akasav Talon Beleida. If not, the Rabbi Yehuda happened to hold that Akasav Talon Beleida, meaning that the mitzvahs are also love of a kahal, a female mitzvah is also, the matzah yod of ragel beis hamedrash. She would not be able to find his hands and feet in the beis hamedrash. In other words, he would not be able to work out his own shita. We'd have a big problem, big contradiction. Because why? Because Kaman, the Amar Mar, Kal Gerim Ikri Kahal, since Rabbi Yehuda himself holds in the Gemara and Kiddushin that kahal gerim is called a kahal. In other words, when someone is megar, it's called a kahal, and that's a machlekes whether a ger is called kahal or not. For Buddha happens, all the gerim are called kahal. So being that he holds kahal gerim, ikur kahal, mitzvah sheni, but ma yitar, how can a mitzvah sheni ever become tar, ever become mutar, and turn in, and create a dor shlishi? How can that ever happen? Because if you're telling me that a mitzvah is mutar, if Buddha would have held that the female mitzvahs are mutar miyad, so that would mean that they would have a din of kahal. It's kahal gerim ikri kahal. If they're called kahal, then a mitzvah rishon would be usher to marry a mitzvah rishonah because she is kahal, she's a gyaris, and he's not, and he's also love of a kahal, so he would not be allowed to marry her. So a mitzvah rishon would never be able to marry a mitzvah rishonah or shniah. So how can you ever come to a dar shlishi? You can never get to that point because the mitzvah can never marry the mitzvah once she is megayir. So you can never have a kiyum of dar shlishi yava bahem. That would be the problem if he would hold that the mitzvah is a mutter, but now the Yudah holds, Mar Hashem, he holds the mitzvah is aser, now everything works out, the mitzvah is aser, she's not kahal, so mitzvah rishon can marry mitzvah shnia, and that's how you could come lidei dor shlishi. That's Rabbi Yochanan's statement. Now the Gemara questions Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara says, no, maybe it's not a Ryan, maybe we could have worked it out, even if Rabbi Yudah would have held the mitzvah is mutter, would not be such a big deal, because the Avar Venasa, maybe the pasuk that says dor shlishi yavavim, is talking about a case of, an Avera was done, the mitzvah rishon married the mitzvah rishon, he wasn't allowed to do it, because she's kahal, but he did it. He did an avera. If he was balei, then an avera. Then the ma'aseh of the next generation will become a sheni, and then will become a shlishi. And that is where the din of dar shlishi comes in the case of the aver v'nasiv. And the ma'aseh says, no, you can't say that because the ilo kas of kra. We have a klal that the Torah does not speak about cases of the Torah doesn't deal with cases of Isser. Generally speaking, the Torah is not going to write a din based on an Isser, a din that can only happen if an Isser takes place. The Torah doesn't do that, and therefore it's not mistabar to say that the whole din of Dor Shlishi is only because of Nisuin that happened by Avera, and therefore Rabbi Yochanan is correct that if Rabbi Yehuda would not have held that the mitzvah Rishayna is Usser, you would have a big problem. You can never come lead Dor Shlishi because it's impossible for a mitzvah Rishayna who is Mutta Lava Bakal to marry a mitzvah Rishayna and come lead Dor Shlishi unless you come onto a case of the E, which we do not want to say. That is Bekitzah, what the Gemara says. So, Fakta Bekiveger, a Gevaldik Akash. Bekiveger has a beautiful Akash, and he says like this. He says, I have a way to work it out that even the fear of Yehuda, you could have a case where a Mitzri Rishon can marry a Mitzri Shniah, even if he would have held that a Mitzri is Mutalava Bekahal, and even if he held Kal Gerim Ikri Kahal, if all the above is true, I can still work out a case of Dor Shlishi without coming on to any Isser. And that is based on Rabbi Yehuda Lashitasa, Rabbi Yehuda's famous din, brought down in the Gemara Baba Kama, that Suma is Pater Min HaMitzvahs. It's Machlokes Tanaim between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim, whether Suma is Pater Min HaMitzvahs or not. Shitas Rabbi Yehuda is that Suma is Pater Min HaMitzvahs, and the Chachamim disagree, but Lefi Rabbi Yehuda Lashitasa, who holds that Suma is Pater Min HaMitzvahs, you have a very simple Eitzah. Really, a Mitzvah Rishona is Mutter, she is Kahal. A Mitzvah Rishon cannot marry her because he's also loved by Kahal. But maybe the Pasuk of Dor Shlishi is talking about a case where you had a Mitzvah Rishon and a Mitzvah Rishayna, who were both suman, they were both blind, they got married, and they're allowed to do that because a suma is patim and a mitzvah, and being that a suma is patim and a mitzvah, therefore there is no issur for them to get married, and then they can eventually come the day dor shlishi. So that's a very simple case where you could have a mitzvah shlishi, even if Rebuta would have held that a mitzvah Rishayna is muteris. That's his kasha in the Gemara. So a peldik akasha, a very stark akasha. Why don't we say we're talking about a case of suma? Zakti Bikiveger, Yoga says, from here is a raya to my famous Yisai that Bikiveger has many rayas to, that even if you hold the Summa as part of a mitzvah, that's only for mitzvahs haseh, but in Lavin he is mechuyev. The Summa is mechuyev in Lavin. And even though over here we're not talking about a lav, we're talking about the assay of the issue of mitzvah is an assay, it's a lav haba michla assay. Zakti Bikiveger, that a lav haba michla assay has a din of a lav. It's similar to a lav, because the point is, anytime you're telling the Summa to do something, become vasay, go ahead and transgress an Isser, that a Summa is not allowed to do. He's putter from doing mitzvahs. He's not mechuyev in tefillin, doesn't have to wear tefillin, doesn't have to take a lulav, doesn't have to eat matzah. He's putter b'shev al taisa. But to tell him become vasay, to be over an Isser, that he is not allowed to do. He can't eat chazer, he can't do avodah zarah, and who then he can't marry a mitzvah, because that has a din of a lav. It's a lav of mechal say to tell him to do become asay. Those type of things, a summa would be mechuyevin, and that's why the Gemara does not say we're talking about a summa. So from here, Bikvega brings a right to his side that a summa is chayev in lav. So that's a very nice test. The problem is, we've mentioned before, the Shita, the Noda Behuda, and others who are going to be Bikvega, who hold that a summa is pater even from lavin, and for sure will be pater from a lav of mechal say. So to feed them, it's hard to kush l'dochta. How do they understand this Gemara? Why don't we say we're talking about a Summa? That is l'chara, a simple case of a commonly day dor shlishi without coming on to Naveira, without coming on to De'i. So l'chara, that's shvan them. L'chara, you have a raya from here that a Summa is pater, is chai b'lavin. So I was thinking perhaps it could be miyashiv, l'adar achronim, the Nerd Behuda, v'de'ime, al pi a'diak in Rashi over here. And the Gemara says, de'i loy kasav kra, the Pashas is in de'i loy kasav kra, that the Torah doesn't want to talk about cases of Isser. The Torah deals with Heter, not with Isser. But if you look in Rashi, Rashi goes out of his way to throw in a couple words over here. Rashi says in the top of the Amid, the second Dibra Maschel, Di Lokasav Kra, Zok Rashi, Midi, Dalide Avera, Ka'asi, Lokasav Kra. Anything that is happening through an Avera, the Torah is not going to write. Lememar, Banim, Asher, Yivaldu, Bechulei. Dalo Shchiach, Lemesi, Lidei, Do Shlishi. Because it's not Shchiach to come, Lidei, Do Shlishi. So Rashi adds in these words over here. He says, why is it Di Lokasav Kra? Why not? Why won't the Torah say cases of Di? The halo shchiach lemesi de dor shlishi, because it's not shchiach to ever come lide dor shlishi. Zok Rashi went out of his way over here, something he does not do all the time. He says the reason why I did lokas of kara is not because we have something against writing about a case of isser, that's not the problem, but because a case of isser is not shchiach, it's not shchiach the people do averus, it's not shchiach that will ever come lide dor shlishi, so the Torah is not going to write a heter of dor shlishi if it's only shaykh through something which is very not shchiach. So if that's the aside of di lokas of kara, if Rashi, not because of isser, but because it's not shchiach, then that lechar would answer Bikvega's kasha as well, because a summa marrying a sumis is definitely not shchiach. That's not a common case, and that would go into di lokas of kra. That's not a shchiachic case. It's not mistaber that the whole din of dor shlishi is based on this funny case of a summa marrying a sumis, and therefore that would be nechon the teretz of the gemara of di lokas of kra. That's why we can't say that we're talking about a summa. So that could be a mahalach how the Nerd Behuda would answer the gemara, even though he holds that a summa is part of an alavin, not like a Bikvega.